I'm going to need 4 kid volunteers. Hang on, before you know what you're volunteering for, you know, I mean, I might be, you know, doing weird, crazy stuff, okay? I need 2 volunteers with your dad or your mom or your older brother or older sister or somebody older with you. So you gotta grab somebody with you. Hang on. I need 2 volunteers who are going to be sculptors. They're gonna work with the Play-Doh. So 2 volunteers to work with Play-Doh. Who wants to do it? There's 1. There's 2. Eli, you're the next one up. So you guys come up. Just stand right in front of the table. I'll tell you what you're gonna do in a second. Eli, pick a family member. It can be a cousin, too. It doesn't have to be, Mom. And then I need 2 volunteers, 2 kid volunteers, who like to draw, stuff. You're going to bring... Hey, put your hand on it. You're going to draw stuff for us. You're going to bring Mom or Dad, older brother, sister, whatever, somebody with you up, too. Okay, so who are my 2 drawers? I saw those 2 hands first, so... Yes, ma'am, you and Nora, you can come up. And who's coming with you from your family? Somebody a little older. Does it have, well, you know, Phil works, he'll do a good job. So you guys can take that one over there. Nora, you're headed that way, and you guys are going to go that way over there. And here's what's going to happen first. The next 2 minutes, I'm going to keep talking to them. So you guys are going to get to ignore me for just a minute here, okay? But what you guys are going to do is you're going to talk about what you're going to draw or what you're going to sculpt. What is your work of art going to look like, okay? So you guys got 2 minutes to talk about that while I talk to these people. Go. And for you folks out there, what these guys are going to do is they're going to help us understand our theme for today, as well as our theme for this week at VBS. Okay? Now, if you haven't figured out what the theme is for VBS, it's right here, Maker Fun Factory. So we're talking about God being the maker, God being the creator. That is a lot of what we're going to talk about throughout the week with various themes that go along with that. And today, that's what we're going to talk about. Today, our theme verse is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork or masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which He planned in advance for us to do. So we'll talk about that and unpack that a little bit more later on. Right now, are my artists ready? All right, in just a second, I'm going to keep talking to them, so you get to ignore me twice in the sermon. This is going to be awesome today, okay? You don't have to pay any attention to me twice. I'm going to tell you to go, and then I'm going to start talking to these guys. You guys ready? Anybody got questions? You know what you're doing? You're drawing. You're sculpting. You're going to have... Yes, ma'am? Whatever you would like. I suggest a beautiful picture of the pastor, but, you know, that's just me. Whatever you want to draw, whatever you want to create with your sculptors, you've got about 5 minutes. Ready? Go. Okay, all the big kids in the audience, here's what you're going to do. I want you to break into groups, and you're going to discuss a question, but it's important that when you break into a group, that you include people outside your family. So if you're sitting with your family, if you have a large family, you're going to have to break up your family a little bit, make sure you spread them around so that they are talking to people other than just folks in just your family. Okay? So you can make groups of 3, 4, 5 people, whatever. And here's what you're going to discuss. Okay? You are going to discuss for about the next 2 to 3 minutes, was there ever a moment or something that you created for your parents, or that your kids created for you, that when it came home, you said, "What is that?" Go. Okay, the artists can keep working. Keep working, artists. But your time is running out. You don't have a whole lot more time left. For the church, you guys can all turn back and look at me. Aww, I know. We don't hardly ever do this in church normally, but due to the nature of the question, does anybody have a particularly good story that you would just really like to share that goes, yeah, this was just so funny, we all laughed about it for years, or something like that. Anybody? We're only going to take one or two of these, so you know, if you got it, jump up. Come on, guys, we're trying to stretch out our time so these guys have a little more time to work. Come on. There we go. Yeah. One more? Okay, one more. Go for it. Okay. Nice little box for you. There you go. All right. Okay, artists. You're done with your creations. Time's up. Let's check out these beautiful creations. I should have stayed down there. Let's check them all out. We've got a lovely scene over here with the tree and some people and everything. And we've got a lovely guy wearing a pink belt, I think. And throwing a football, correct? Okay, we got throwing a football. You guys can't see it because he's laying down, but trust me, he's there. And these guys have, it's a dog. They have a nice little dog with a face and everything. Oh, there's a watermelon. Okay. And over there, we've got a lovely picture with the cross and God loves me. Isn't this stuff awesome? Give them a hand for all their hard work. Good job, guys. You guys can sit down. You can just leave the Play-Doh there. Still wants to keep working, huh? All right. Now we're going to pull all these little disparate pieces of information together, and it's all going to start making sense in just a little bit. But I have a question for the kids. So all the kids, focus this way. I got a question for you guys. Do you know what a masterpiece is? What's a masterpiece? Okay, something you make, a work of art, something that's super, super beautiful. What you got? A sculpture. It could be a sculpture. It can be a painting. Something that is just really incredibly beautiful, right? Some of you guys came up here to make a work of art for us. And unfortunately, you only had 5 minutes. Making a masterpiece sometimes takes maybe a little bit longer than just 5 minutes. But you guys did a great job with your time. Everybody else discussed attempted masterpieces that maybe didn't quite make it as far as they might have liked, but it was still a good attempt, right? But here's what's interesting about a masterpiece, okay? It is all up to you if you find it beautiful or not, right? So that piece of pottery that you made or your kid made in sixth grade, that all this kind of stuff, I made a piece of pottery in the seventh grade. shaped it and everything, fired that bad boy, painted it and put the thing in there and the glaze and all that stuff. And let's just say the sculpting side of things left a lot to be desired. Okay. The painting actually did turn out pretty awesome. But the sculpting side of things just made you scratch your head and go, oh, okay. And it's one of those pieces that in time or over time, from the seventh grade, when I got to be in college, I looked at that thing and I was like, why did my parents do an ah over that thing? It's ugly, okay? But it also got relegated to the back porch. It used to be this piece of pottery. It was not a centerpiece. Let's just put it that way, okay? Let me show you guys some things that are considered masterpieces, okay? Just so you guys know, they are just super, super beautiful works of art. And our first one, which was downstairs, by the way, it is a copy. It's not the original, just so you know. But super, super beautiful work of art. Pull this over just a little. Hopefully you can see that. You know what that's called? The Last Supper, okay? It was painted by Leonardo da Vinci about 500 years ago. And it's depicting the Last Supper with Christ. Now, for anybody who's ever read the Da Vinci Code or seen the movie or any of that kind of stuff, please throw that stuff out of your head. It is all a bunch of lies. Dan Brown is a fiction writer. That should tell you something right off the bat. He is a fiction writer. Doesn't matter if it's based on history, he's a fiction writer. So, that's just for y'all old folks, okay? Now, for the younger ones, here's yet another masterpiece. Are we ready? A little sculpture. You know what this one is called? A little harder one, though. It's called the Pieta, or Pieta. This one was sculpted by Michelangelo. So about 500 years ago, Leonardo and Michelangelo were working on different pieces, and I promise you I am not trying to name Ninja Turtles for all of you paying attention. But he worked on the Pieta, and this is a sculpture of Christ after he came off the cross and Mary holding his body. And it's actually a very beautiful sculpture when you see the original sculpture. Okay? But, just in case you're not getting this, I want to make sure you know and understand what a masterpiece is. And this next masterpiece, I wanted to make sure that you guys in the back could see it really well. So it's going to go up on the screen when I say so. Hang on, when I say so. So, everybody ready? Everybody ready in the booth? All right, go for it. Our masterpiece. It's coming. There it is. Why are you people laughing? That is one devilishly handsome masterpiece up there, right? Okay. But since you don't seem to be getting it, hang on. Got one more masterpiece I need to show you. We'll just start here in the front row. All ready? You guys see this masterpiece? This masterpiece is called You, right? And God said in His Word that we are all masterpieces, including the guy you laughed at on the screen, by the way. Not that his feelings are hurt or anything. God's Word tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, for we are all God's handiwork, and that word handiwork can be translated masterpiece. We are all God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which He prepared in advance for us to do. So, if we are God's masterpiece, if we're a masterpiece, right? God made us a masterpiece. What does that mean for us? It means three things, guys. Three things to remember. It means, number one, God does not create junk. Right? God doesn't create junk. So, for you guys in the room, if you have ever felt picked on, made fun of, put down, any of those kinds of things, you guys need to understand what the truth really is. The truth is, God created you. And, more than that, He created you to be a masterpiece. All right. The Bible uses the word, and the word actually is where we get the word for a poem in English. So a poem can be a masterpiece. So God has written your life out to be a masterpiece. He created you as a work of art to be a masterpiece. So that means, okay, Brooklyn down here is a masterpiece, right? And Logan back there is a masterpiece. And Johnny over there is a masterpiece, right? And this applies, by the way, to all the big kids in the room, too. Joel over here is a masterpiece. Eric over there, masterpiece. All of us are God's masterpieces. If God created the world to be so beautiful, guess what? We were the pinnacle of creation. That's why we were the last part of it. So we were created to be a beautiful work of art also. So, first thing it means is God doesn't make junk, right? So you are not junk, ever. So nobody can tell you that. But number two, it means that God, because God created us, we have value. Alright? At the beginning of this, we asked you to share about something you created or something that your kid created that you had to go, what in the world is that? Right? But as every parent knows, when your child comes home and gives you a piece of artwork, what do you do? Ooh, ah, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much, right? Even if it's three lines scribbled on a piece of paper, they are the most beautiful three lines ever written in all of existence, correct? Because it's your child. Now, here's the truth. Artwork doesn't really contain its value just simply from the lines on the page. Artwork's value comes from who created it. So, it is the Creator that gives us value. So that means, especially boys and girls, if someone has ever said that you are stupid or dumb or weird or geeky or any of these kinds of things, if they tell you those things, you can simply say, you know what? My value comes from God. If some kid tried to discourage you from trying out for a sport or being in the band or dancing or singing or so on and so forth, even if you're not good at some of those things, if they tried to discourage you from trying to do that, you know what? Your value doesn't come from those things. Your value comes from God because God created you. So that's where you get your value from. God created you as a masterpiece, and He puts you together exactly the way He wants you. So, we're not junk. God gives us value, and the last thing is we were created with a purpose. God created you to do something special. Maybe something that nobody else in all of history could do. And God created you to do those things. And in fact, here's the other thing. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you say yes to Jesus, God gives us something special, I should say someone special, to come and live inside of us. And that's the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us, He helps guide us. He helps direct us to where He wants us to go. If He wants us to go do this special thing, the Holy Spirit inside of us is going to be telling us and leading us in that direction, so that we can accomplish those things that God gave us and made us for in the first place. All right? This week at VBS, guys, we're going to be looking at all kinds of lessons related to us being God's masterpiece. So tonight at VBS, you are going to be looking at the simple idea that God made you. Made you because He loves you. And you are going to meet Decker. Okay? Decker's a crab. I don't mean that he's crabby. I mean he's literally a crab. He's sitting down over here if you haven't seen him. Tomorrow, you are going to learn about that God is for you. When other people are against you, when other people are trying to come up against you and that kind of stuff, God, you can count on the fact that God is on your side. So, that day, you're going to meet Tina the Termite. She's over here. Okay? The following day, the next day, you are going to learn that God is always with you, right? And some of you are probably already singing the same song that we just sang just a little bit ago. God is with me wherever I go. Because you already know that one. We're going to talk about that some more on that day. The next day we're going to talk about the fact that God loves you. And in fact, here's the thing, guys. God loves you so much, you can't do anything to earn God's love. That's how awesome God's love is. And God loves you so much, you can't do anything that makes God go, I love you a little less today. That doesn't happen. God loves you as much as He will ever love you. That day you're going to meet Skylar. Oh, I forgot the other one. Ooh, yeah, we forgot Bubba is the day before there. But we're going to meet Skylar, that side. Yeah, Skylar's over there. He's the bird. Okay? And then the final day, the last day of EBS, we're going to learn that God made you for a reason. Just like we've been talking about a little bit today, God made you for a reason. And we're going to meet Abby. Abby's a bee. She's up over here. Okay? Now, rumor has it on the last day, two things are going to happen. Number one, we're going to have an ice cream party that your parents are allowed to come to and have ice cream with us and just have a big old ice cream fun night on that last night, Thursday night. So you definitely want to be here all week long and get there so you can have some ice cream. But also on Thursday, I think tonight, Miss Debbie and I are going to establish a number of people for you guys to get here, like friends to invite, people to bring in for VBS. And if you guys hit that number, we've already agreed that all of you guys on the last day will get a water balloon. And with that water balloon, you're going to get the Bomb the Pastor. But here's the truth, guys. I don't think you can make it. I don't think you got enough friends to get to that number. So we're going to see about that tonight. But Miss Debbie and I will tell you all about the number tonight, okay? Here's the end, guys. You're going to have a great time at VBS this week. And as we go through each day of VBS, remember that God created you as a masterpiece. And here's the thing, if you know that God created you as a masterpiece and you develop this relationship with God, you are not just going to be good boys and girls. You're going to be godly boys and girls. And you're going to grow up to become godly men and women. This is one of the things that I tell the teenagers all the time. I don't want you to be good. I don't want you to be a good man. I want you to be a godly man. I don't want you to be a good woman. I want you to be a godly woman. And taking it to the level of godly is a whole different level. Okay? And that's where we want you to be. We want you to grow to be godly boys and girls and godly men and women. Let's pray. God, thanks for the fun that we can have. Just looking at your word, even one simple verse. But Lord, there's so much there to unpack and how you made us and created us to be this masterpiece. Lord, I pray that that would sink deep into our hearts and we would know and understand what that means. And that we would develop a relationship with you, that we would enjoy having the Holy Spirit living inside of us, guiding us and directing us where we need to go. God, we are so excited for VBS this week. We look forward to what you are going to do. We pray that we're going to see your presence every single day at VBS. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.